This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. This week, the U.S. House hit 50 rejections of a bill banning abortion-related infanticide, and two Democrats introduced House and Senate bills to block all state restriction of abortion. The actions seem to indicate that abortion-friendly politicians believe the only course of action left to them is to run for office in 2020 for the cause of unlimited abortion for all. The UN Human Rights Office is pressing the U.S. State Department to address what it sees as problems in U.S. state laws restricting abortion. The UN group is inserting itself into state politics to ensure access to abortion. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. A mother who gave her child to adoption is bringing charges against an Argentine doctor. She had been raped and had taken chemical abortion pills and was in distress. Instead of completing her abortion, he treated her and may go to prison for not making her rape end in abortion. New ad rules at internet media giant Google offer flexibility for abortion providers while hampering pro-life groups and ignoring those women seeking balanced information about both abortion and abortion alternatives. And film distributors in Canada are blocking the pro-life film Unplanned despite success in U.S. markets. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.